Lesson 2.2, page 14, exercise 2B.
So, Manuel, what advice would you give to other people who have to fight against labels the way you do?
Well, you need to face up to the fact that it's not going to change by itself, and no one should have to put up with that kind of prejudice.
But people don't always use labels as a way to look down on others.
True, and some people don't really realize that they're insulting you when they use them. It can take a while for the message to get through to them.
What do you mean by that?
Some people say, "Oh, I'm just messing around with you. I wasn't serious." Or they say, "What's the matter?" Millennial is just an age category. It's a neutral term. You know, they kind of try to reduce the weight of it that way.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. I'll use a friend of mine, same age as me, teaches French in a high school. A parent said to him something like, "Wow, a millennial like you is probably just one step ahead of your students." My friend used to spend summers in France with his French grandparents and lived there for 2 years after college. He's fluent. But that parent didn't ask about his qualifications. By referring to him as a millennial, she was basically saying that she assumed he was inexperienced or even incompetent because of his age. People do this all the time. It's so easy to fall back on labels. These ideas of people from TV or whatever, rather than making the effort to get to know them. It's lazy.
Okay, then. How would you define millennials, apart from age range, I mean?
Generally, I'd say we're open-minded, not afraid to try new things. Like, we'll learn a language by living abroad instead of getting it all from a book.